Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Jeff Chisholm, CEO of Pan-Orient Energy, which is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol POE. Thank you for providing us with the update today, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Great. Give us an update on the Sun Lake property.
We've just recently put out our year-end 2008 reserve report for Sun Lake. We had a minor decrease in essentially 3P reserves, very, very minor in 2P reserves as a result of some drilling outside of the main production pod area that we contemplate. In terms of NPVs, discounted 10% after tax, after royalty, we were up over last year. A lot of that's reflected in the price deck going out past 2010. And also the decreased differential that we're seeing right now between heavy and conventional crude in Alberta. And that's pretty much a summary of looking back. Looking forward at Sun Lake, we have an application that we put into the Alberta government for a SAGD demonstration project. That was back in April. We've had a lot of back and forth with the government with regard to clarifications and various issues, and we expect approval for that anytime within the next 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay, great. And give us an update also on the on your Thailand operations.
Thailand, we have not yet put out the reserve report for year-end 2008. We anticipate to have those numbers at some point in early March, at which point we'll press release them. We are expecting an increase over last year. Exactly how much at this point I really can't comment. Production was up significantly over 2008. We hit a high of about 14,000 barrels a day gross. Net to us, about 8,400 barrels per day. Production is more or less hanging in there. And we've got two rigs going for the remainder of 2009. Contemplate on drilling for the year about 27 to 30 wells, approximately two-thirds development and about one-third exploration.
Sure, and tell us some of the other the milestones that we can expect over the next year.
In particular in Thailand, beyond development exploration on the two concessions we've been focused on for the last 2 years, we have a third concession in the southern portion of onshore Thailand, just outside of Bangkok. We're just about done all the environmental permits on that, and we anticipate four exploration wells, somewhere in there. About 3 to 4 months from now, we view that as a lot of potential. We shot 3D on that concession about 2 years ago. We have it 100% as opposed to concessions up north at 60. In addition, we've acquired two contracts in Indonesia, the Chitaram onshore Java, 69% working interest and operator, and Batangada onshore Sumatra, where 90% working interest and operator. We just started shooting seismic on Chitaram about 3 weeks ago. We should be wrapped up in about 6 months. We do plan a well there in the latter part of 2009. And on the Sumatra concession, Batangada, we just start shooting seismic about a month from now, and we anticipate 2 to 3 months at some point towards the latter part of 2009.
Okay, and can you talk a little, give us an overview of some of the challenges that you're facing in the industry and also how you're positioning your company to overcome them?
Well, I mean, we've certainly seen a significant decrease in the price of oil over the last year. That said, our break-even cost producing oil onshore Thailand is probably somewhere in the range of about $15 a barrel. Our OPEX there is currently running at about $4.25 a barrel all in, so it's a very low-cost operation. It is positive revenue generating. We are anticipating, with a base oil price of $50 WTI, free cash flow for 2009 would be in the range of about $22 to $27 million. And in addition to that, we currently have somewhere in the range of about $40 to $50 million Canadian in the bank. Beyond that, which is more than sufficient to fund us going forward.
Sure, and talk about some of the reasons why investors should consider POE.
Well, I think we're one of the few, certainly junior or intermediates out there this year that just hasn't gone into hibernation mode. We'll continue with an active drilling program. Production is increasing, reserves are increasing, and we have a very active exploration program for the remainder of the year going forward. Despite the current oil prices, we're very much in growth mode.
And what are some of the things that you're doing in terms of reaching out to investors?
We really have been waiting for the final reserve reports for 2008 before we actively go around to some of our major investors and give significant updates on what the company's been up to.
Sure. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for or let the investors know about the company?
The only thing I'd say is I'd just like to reiterate that point that I made earlier, that we are well cashed up. We have zero debt. Production's increasing. Reserves are increasing. We're a very low-cost operator, and we expect continued growth through 2009 in reserves and cash flow.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to tracking the progress over the next few months.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining me.